You're listening to The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
A lot of Cardinal talk. First hour, Cards, Cubs at it again tonight. Cardinals will not be winning the Central Division. Cubs have not clinched it yet. The Brewers still technically hanging in there, six out with six to go. I think Milwaukee is, I think they're on a life support check. They're six out. So
that's
the Cubs,
fair.
Cubs are about to clinch the Central Division. Cardinals still trying to hang in there in terms of the National League. Second wild card, 2.5 behind Colorado. The Rockies losing last night at home to Miami. We'll talk a little more about the Cubs season that they've had, certainly down and up, two games under 500 at the All-Star break, but now in position to be going back to October. Dan Rohn, WGN, is going to join us in a little bit, but right now St. Louis is has taken a beating in the national headlines for quite some time, and it's not just, it's not always a great look, okay, when we have the protesters and the police at odds and people upset with our city. So we have somebody doing something about it, Charlie, trying to get Amazon to come to St. Louis. And Aaron Perlute is with Elasticity. And it also says on his Twitter handle that he is the inventor of the fist bump. And I'm trying to document that. Can you document that, sir?
It is documented in biblical text, Martin. I think we're well aware of that.
Okay, my bad. So tell everybody your appeal to Amazon and trying to promote, in all seriousness, the things that St. Louis has going for it.
Yeah, thanks. There's really a kind of a unified regional effort going on right now to bring Amazon and this HQ2 project, their second headquarters, to the greater St. Louis region, being led by Sheila Sweeney with this St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, as kind of a joint collaboration between Steve Stenger and the county, along with Lida Cruzan, the mayor of St. Louis. We think we have a great opportunity because we've got a lot to offer in St. Louis. We have a tremendous amount to offer in terms of, a track record of tremendous business success. We have great talent here in the region and access to talent through some of the universities here. When you think beyond just business and look at our cultural amenities, they are second to none, not only for a city of our size, but a city of any size. Overall, we have a tremendous quality of life here and transportation assets that make this region a very attractive place to a company like Amazon.
Adam Perlett with us, who is with Elasticity, working downtown and trying to promote the cause. So what you did for Amazon, I noticed you attached a lot of the awards that have been handed out, and those are, TripAdvisor or certain magazines, but I don't know if you have those handy. Remind us of some of the things that St. Louis has been awarded in terms of good news instead of always being a negative headline.
Yeah, we've had a tremendous amount of success in recent years in terms of, particularly when you look at the innovation and the ecosystem of technology and bioscience companies that are growing up in Greater St. Louis. And we've been recognized for our technology prowess, for our aggregation of technology workers as a top place to start a business by both Business Insider and by Popular Mechanics. We were called by one economics writer as kind of the boomtown of where kind of the startup craze nationally is really kind of headquartered in St. Louis, because we've had such tremendous growth, and we're starting to see a lot of venture capital dollars that's kind of pouring into our community, really focused on some of these early stage companies. The outside world has paid attention. Oftentimes, much like tourism campaigns, you often don't see the results here locally, but people outside of St. Louis are starting to hear about us for the right reasons, and a lot of that is our business growth, and our some of our cultural destinations here are just absolutely award-winning.
And when we talk about the Cortex, you could probably explain that as well as anyone. For people that haven't been to that area or have just driven by it on the highway and don't quite understand, what is taking place there?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people ask me that, and I spend a lot of time on the Cortex campus. Essentially, you know, at its very basic, Cortex is a business park. But what it's done is it's taken about 200 acres of formerly just somewhat unused property that was in the Central West End along Interstate 64, and it has turned it into an a thriving innovation district where you have this unique blend of early-stage companies in the bioscience and software technology space, along with some very large companies that are trying to, I would say, behave in a more nimble manner, think more flexibly, think about how to innovate. And so you have this very unique community in this very dense area that's a mixture of, you know, commercial businesses as well as restaurants and even the IKEA that's right in there. So it's, you know, it's a unique and fast-growing part of our community. It's right in St. Louis City, and it's really been one of the big growth engines from a business perspective, but also just driving innovation in our region.
And Aaron, with Major League Soccer and all the talk about a stadium potentially downtown, and we don't think that's over with yet, but I'm just wondering, because as we were discussing that, you heard about Major League Soccer and just attracting a younger, more diverse demographic. Do you think that's really important to have sports like that to maybe bring, I mean, would that bring other businesses or other people to the area, you think?
It is kind of fascinating to see how you know, different sports do attract a different demographic. And you're right in that soccer certainly appeals to more of a millennial demographic, whereas, you know, sports like football and basketball and hockey tend to traditionally appeal to an older demographic. But, you know, even more important to millennial audiences, which is, you know, most businesses are very focused on how do I get to millennials, how do I reach them, but either from a customer standpoint or from an employee standpoint, is things like our light rail. You know, don't underestimate the value of Metrolink. Having light rail in the city is a huge aspect, and in fact, it's a particular thing that companies like Amazon are looking for, because they know that young workers are interested in things like light rail. But I agree with you. You know, sports like soccer do have an appeal to a younger demographic, and that's important too when you're trying to appeal to a company like Amazon.
And some of the things that Aaron has highlighted in his, you know, attachment to Amazon, hey, take a look at this, top 25 U.S. destinations, TripAdvisor, best city park, USA Today, top places to visit, New York Times, top 10 city for recreation, Wallet Hub. Last year alone, 2017, best cities for jobs, Glassdoor. Does it bother you? And people like Charlie and I are professional smartasses, so we're guilty of it. But we usually make fun of our own city and kind of talk it down when there is maybe a positive story that needs to be told, at least around the country.
It's, you know, I've only lived here 12 years, but it's a fascinating aspect of the St. Louis DNA. I don't think it's just unique to the two of you. I think a lot of St. Louisans have this interesting chip on their shoulder, whereas when people come in and discover St. Louis and they've never been here, and they look around and they're like, holy cow, you know, you have this remarkable park. You have these amazing cultural institutions. You have a really good restaurant scene. You know, you have this fantastic ballpark downtown. You know, you've got things like the City Museum and the Magic House. It's easy to get around. The cost of living is really affordable here when you comparatively to the rest of the U.S. It's right about the median level. I do think, Martin, that it's really easy to take those things for granted in terms of just how good we have it here. I mean, it's why my wife and I have been here for 12 years, and we've chosen to raise a family here, and, you know, aren't going anywhere anytime soon. So it is easy to take it for granted.
Aaron Perlett with us, founding a partner there, St. Louis-based integrated communications firm, do some PR work. It's Elasticity. So bottom line, what do you think the Amazon decision will come down to? We're here in Boston now, and, you know, obviously a 50,000 you know, employee workforce, that's a huge number that's got to be filled out. I don't know that St. Louis is, you know, in the mix, but what do you think it's going to come down to? And do we know a timeline here?
The RFPs are due mid to late October. There are a few responses, and they'll be doing several rounds on this. So, you know, we're trying to, the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership under the leadership of Sheila Sweeney, we're really just kind of taking it step by step. We think we have a very good chance. We have a lot to offer in terms of the volume of workers. I mean, the reality is that a lot of those workers will be attracted to whatever city Amazon decides to open up its next headquarters in. So they're not necessarily ones that are here at this time. And so, you know, we've got a very strong workforce, very capable and educated workforce. So, you know, I think we have a great case for this. And I think we're going to put our best foot forward, and we'll hopefully stay in the mix and move forward.
I don't know if you saw the New York Times piece, but we sort of highlighted it last week, and they said St. Louis should be the choice, but then they more or less said it was out of pity that we needed a win.
That's fine.
And we said we will take your pity if it comes with jobs.
Yeah, exactly. I did see that opinion piece, and I thought it was interesting. We are, you know, we have everything that is needed by a company like Amazon. So, you know, we'll just keep trying to put our best foot forward, and hopefully the decision makers will make the right choice and come join us here in near the Arch.
The fist bump inventor and also a mustache aficionado. And Charlie, his friends sometimes call him Adam. I call him Aaron, but apparently I called him Adam. I was so focused on getting his last name correct. This is starting to be a trend now. We had the owner of Dirty Dogs. I changed his first name.
Yeah, his name is Jason. You called him Jesse.
It happens. Aaron goes by Adam on occasion. But, Aaron, thanks for your time, and I'm glad to see you promoting. In all seriousness, somebody's got to put out the good word for our city. Not sure what's going to happen with Amazon, but thanks for the good PR.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
All right. You too. Thanks.
And, again, there are a lot of good things about the city. We sort of get focused on the negative. Marty loved the negative.
Marty loves the negative. How about the fact, though, Aaron Perlut has a booming radio voice. I know he's interested in technology and startups, but if he wants to get into a real stable industry with that type of voice, he should probably get into radio.
Yeah, well, make room. You know, and talking about the Cortex, I mentioned it yesterday being down there. Had a friend, was off yesterday, spent some time with a friend, and had a good time. For personal reasons, had to spend some time with a good friend of mine. And as we're having lunch in the West End, we walk out, and staring me right in the face, we're at Brasserie.
Big Al.
That would have been awful. I mean, he's the best. He's also the worst.
He'll be here soon, probably.
Yeah. Hey, Marlo, you want to arm wrestle?
Hey, let's have a bench press. Let's have a bench press contest.
Let me put down my vodka tonic. I've got in this random plastic cup. Love you, Big Al. So I walk out of our lunch yesterday, and staring me right in the face is Rosie's. And I'm like, there it is, the watering hole Gardner always talks about. I honestly pictured it being on Euclid. I thought it used to be by the 34 Club. I thought it was in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, this will be really funny. I'll take a picture, and I'll send it to Chuck and Gardner and say, hey, look where I am. So I pull out my phone, and I notice there's a lot of patrons sitting out front smoking. And they start to look over at me, and I go, this is getting really awkward. Maybe I shouldn't take their picture, because I can't really explain why. And then I thought, do I run over and say, hey, you guys know Gardner? I'm sure you do. He's friends with Cable Larry and Hockey Billy. And
they're like, is he that weirdo that always talks to us about aliens all the time when I'm just trying to enjoy the game and have a drink after work?
So then now my friends I'm with are like, why would you take a picture of Rosie's? And I said, oh, forget the whole thing. So I saw Gardner at Busch Stadium, and I said I was going to take a picture. Said, oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. There's a backstory here that I almost stepped into something I had no idea I was stepping into.
There's an issue with the condos across the street, which have been trying to restrict the time the patio closes at Rosie's for some time now. Even though they probably could stay open till 1:30, like their bar license says, they close at 10:30. And they want it extended.
That's a big difference.
So then there's been some issues with just a few of the people in the condos across the street where they've kind of harassed us at times. Like, come in back of the bar and, like, in the parking lot area and, like, videotape just, you know, folks sitting out back having a drink with them and smoking and stuff like that. So, like, they come up and, like, take pictures and video. It's gotten ugly. They don't like our kind. They've made very clear to the people within the city.
Is this weekdays, weekends, both?
Both.
So 10:30 on a Friday or Saturday night, you have to close down that patio.
Close down the front patio. Whereas other restaurants in that are right there, they can keep theirs open.
Is it because your crowd is a smoking crowd?
Well, the others would be too, to some extent. I don't. I just don't think they like
your kind.
Yeah, as they used one of the classic lines we've heard in political discourse here recently, where they said you can't put lipstick on a pig. To some people down at the city.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And I mean, it's a very eclectic mix of people there too, so they can say that. But I mean, it is it's unfair.
There's a family. They're trying to go to sleep. It's like midnight. And they're yelling down, "Hey, stop complaining about bunting. We get it. You don't like bunting. We're trying to sleep."
The Midday Grind coming to you live today. Gold's Gym. It's the Manchester Meadows location in Baldwin on Manchester. Make sure you get registered for our fitness challenge. You can have some fun trying to lose weight, but also a chance for the winner to get a one-year free membership to Gold's Gym. You can get signed up at InsideSTL.com. You can stop by this location for a free 5-9 of the Fan boot camp this afternoon. Get your frustrations out, your baseball frustrations out, and then you can go home and watch the game. You can also stop by any of their 12 locations around town and get registered or just sign up. They give you a free three-day pass at any Gold's Gyms in the area. Also, I was getting these updates on my phone. I get the Chicago Tribune updates. I don't know why. Maybe because we're owned by the Tribune Company at the 2 Fox. But it's just the headline. Most of them I just delete. Whitney Young, you've heard of that school in Chicago,
high school,
right?
Big basketball school.
Big basketball school, but you've heard the name Whitney Young, Chicago High School.
Mm-hmm.
Cancels rest of football season, saying it doesn't have enough players. One of Chicago's top academic high schools says they are done fielding a football team this fall, canceling the season with 3 games left to play. It doesn't have enough eligible players. State regulations require a 22-member roster. They said they're down to 19. Be a little hard to field a team. Now, it does say in this short story that it's one of the top academic high schools. So I don't know if they have players who are not eligible academically or if it's just another sign less kids are playing. And I know every visit we have with Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, we talk about the future of the game and they all feel, hey, the future's bright. But it does seem you have less kids playing. And just to see a headline that they mid-season or almost – 2/3 of the season, pulling the plug, not enough kids. And if you go to games, I feel like they're, even at the SLU CBC game, there weren't that many people there the other night. CBC, of course, had a full crowd. It was SLU that was a little off in their crowd. Which, by the way, Gardner and Chuck are both rocking CBC Alumni Open shirts.
I heard a story about that rivalry the other day. What year did CBC win football? In the 60s, was it?
State title, you mean?
Yeah.
The only one they have is a couple of years ago, their first ever. And SLU, remember our guy who wrote the book, that's their only state title would have been in 1970. CBC's only football title, believe it or not, was a few years ago with Scott Pingle and company. Remember they beat Trent Green's kid in the championship game down at the Dome? Who could forget?
Didn't they get back to the championship game the following year?
That sounds right.
Maybe the Final Four.
Last year, Final Four.
CBC, always, especially in recent years, very good. And a ridiculously high-scoring offense, just putting 50 on everybody.
I'm going to have to clarify this story then, because it had something to do with the 60s and CBC winning something.
Probably basketball. Won a couple of those in the 60s.
It was football, but I...
Cause debate team?
No.
Forensics.
I'll just have to clarify before
Well,
I
Gardner's wearing
details.
A CBC alumni shirt, alumni open. Chuck's wearing a CBC alumni open shirt. What are the odds you guys both wore... some free swag from Patrick Walsh.
This is a nice shirt. I almost put on that purple one. The only reason I didn't is
you guys
because
have multiples?
I got 2 shirts. I got a nice purple 3-button polo, and this is, what would you call this, slate? Charcoal?
Charcoal-ish.
A dark gray?
Yeah.
But I have these kind of reddish-orange shorts. I didn't think purple would look good with my shorts. You know what I'm saying, Martin?
It's probably true. Good
you
call.
Got me.
Good call. Quick break a little bit. We're going to talk to Dan Rohn, WGN. He's here on clinching duty for WGN television. Everybody knows who Dan Rohn is because when you'd watch those Cubs games, first of all, he was involved in a lot of the broadcast, but you would watch WGN News all the time because it was the voice of Middle America, but also if you watch Cubs baseball, you'd see Dan. He got to cover Michael Jordan.
Dan Rohn, Rich Hill.
Yeah, was there for a while.
Micah Mateer, I remember. I don't know if she's still there, but she was one of the main news anchors.
Remember Allison was the lady. Allison Payne was the news lady forever.
You have, of course, Tom Skilling, the
yes.
famous meteorologist, where that movie, which I
the
think
Weatherman.
Was called The Weatherman, with Nicolas Cage, he said he kind of based his Weatherman on Tom Skilling, even though that character was very dark in the movie. Tom Skilling seems like a really lovable,
like upbeat,
nice dude.
Yeah, I think the last time we had Dan Rohn, did we ask him about Tom Skilling?
I can't remember.
Doesn't sound right. Let's tell everybody about Bertarelli Cutlery.
Bertarelli Cutlery on the hill.
They're like Gold's Gym. They've been around since the mid to late 60s.
That's true. Actually, 1967, Felice Bertarelli started Bertarelli Cutlery in his garage with his four sons. For the last 50 years, his family business has been dedicated to providing the finest service possible, whether it be knife sharpening for the commercial or residential kitchen, food prep, equipment repair, or offering quality paper products such as register tape, to-go boxes, and hygienic gloves. While they have grown over the last 50 years, they still offer the same face-to-face service that has been their trademark for three generations. Bertarelli Cutlery on the hill at 1927 Marconi or on the web at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Back at Patio's on Thursday, final game of the Cubs series, winding down the homestand. It's been a lot of fun. A special thanks to Chris Doerr and the whole team down there, Dean and CJ, everybody for making us feel at home. I've really enjoyed it, and I know Chuck was there the other night for Billy Joel. Place was packed, getting set for the concert, but it's been a lot of fun being at Patio's. Our final broadcast of the Cardinals season, pending maybe a special NLCS or World Series broadcast, of course. Thursday, stop by, and again, if you have not checked out the food, the extensive menu, it's not just burgers, it's not just barbecue, stuffed peppers sometimes, you've got the
my parents were there yesterday.
Your parents were there?
They were there because they were in town for the gender reveal, and they hung out at Patio's before they left for Toledo. My dad, I think, got a Cobb salad. I think my mom got the jasmine rice bowl. You have so many options there at Patio's.
Probably crushing a couple of beers before the game.
Well, no, they were driving back to
Toledo. They weren't going to the game.
No, they were just driving back home.
They didn't have the green beans yesterday, but they do have many sides.
Many sides.
Many sides.
And the green beans, probably my favorite item they have there.
Love how you can get a rib, just one rib. Kind of like Chris Rock. We need that drop. How much for just one rib? $2. That's the actual answer at Patio's. Love the menu down there. And, again, it's been a great season of hanging out at Patio's. The menu is something new this year. You can stop by and see them. They open at 11 a.m., and the parking is free. Park right in back. Head on in and get in and out under $10 to get yourself lunch. If you're a courier especially, you're out driving around, you don't have time to look for a parking spot. You can park right in back at Patio's. Quick break here. The Midday Grind live today. Gold's Gym, Manchester Meadows location in Baldwin. Stop by, get signed up for our weight loss challenge and also the free boot camp coming up later tonight.